Good evening and welcome to my humble podcast abode. I am Coco Griot, just a 50-something who likes talking about life, love, and a host of other topics. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and I promise you I won't keep you long, but I strive to keep you strong. There's a lot of talk these days about cryptocurrency, and I think it's fascinating. I don't have a true understanding of all that, but there is a type of currency that I do take stock of every day. I have my own currency of care. So my currency of care works like this. Some things are very low in value, and I call those things dollar deals. Dollars are spent very quickly. If a person is calling me to gossip about somebody else, that's a dollar deal. They will get 10 minutes tops of conversation. Normally, I'm just on the listening end, and then I conveniently find something else to do. If a person is calling me to talk about problems that they have generated themselves and they don't really want to find solutions, they just want to wallow in that problem for a little while, that is a dollar deal. Again, that currency in time is about 10 minutes. Now, if a person calls me to put me down and talk negative to me, they aren't even getting the whole dollar. That is definitely a 25-cent conversation for about 2 minutes after they tear into me and it's over. I just refer them to my cousin Dunn. You know when you hang up the phone it goes dun 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 dun, cousin Dunn. I realized some time ago that if I start thinking about my time like I did my money, I would be a much happier person. I'm not a money waster and I don't want to be a time waster either. I believe that's a large part of why I'm not really active on social media. Now, don't get me wrong, I've done it in the past, but I felt like I was always wasting an inordinate amount of time. There are some great uses of social media, but I was addicted. Once I let social media go, I found time to do more productive things like this podcast. So, the next level of currency I'll talk about is the Nifty 50. Now, the 50 will get you ideas. Anchor is a great platform that allows you to easily share what you have to say to others who might really want to hear it. So I want to encourage you today to go by Anchor and check it out. I think it's a fantastic platform. Not learn to read until she was in the 8th grade. She didn't focus on why it took so many years for her to learn to read. She focused on what she was going to do with the ability when she gained it. Reading became an incredible passion for her. She devoured books like we might delight in a delicious meal. The discovery of her learning difference was a springboard to her becoming a teacher. She wanted to help others as she herself had been helped. The power of what over why is astonishing. 10 years ago, I was on the way to pick up my son from school and a crushing pain ran through my head. I parked in the parking lot and one of the other moms came over to talk to me. My face was drooping on one side and my speech was slurred. She screamed, "Oh my God, you've had a stroke." She got me into her car and rushed me to the hospital. I could not put together coherent sentences and my left side of my body could not move. I was panic stricken. I felt like a prisoner in my own body. I just kept thinking, what can I do to get back to being me? I did not think about why this happened, because I actually knew the answer to that. I was a ball of continual stress and worry. I worried about everything and everybody. My mission from that day on was to let go of that and heal. With the exception of memory lapses from time to time, I am back to being me. I have a clear understanding of the phrase, concentrate on what is in your locus of control. I know now how to do that. I hope you are in a season of thinking about what instead of why. The outcomes will be more positive, and I hope your life in general will be as well. Thanks for listening, and as always, I wish you good health, good fortune, and a good night. Coco Griot out.